All right, so as she said, I'm Elizabeth Harper Cordova. I work at the Deployment Health Clinical Center, which is part of the Defense Center's Excellence, and that's in Washington, D.C. / Bethesda, Maryland, depending on our location. I don't have any disclosures. I do want to say that this presentation, I'll go back to this so you can see the title, I'm going to be discussing a randomized control trial that we conducted in the VA and DoD settings, which was designed to test a self-managed web-based treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder, and it's also designed for delivery in primary care settings. And we were funded by both DoD and NIMH. So to continue, just going over our study team, the principal investigator for the study was Colonel Charles Engel, and he is now at RAND, but he was the Deployment Health Clinical Center director at the time. The other investigators for the study sites were Dr. Litz, who's in Boston VA, and he was managing the study site where the blinded assessments occurred and data analysis. Dr. Magruder, who is in Charleston VA, also managed the recruitment at the VA site, and then Dr. Koh managed recruitment at our DoD site, which was Womack Army Medical Center at Fort Bragg. So I just kind of want to go quickly through these background slides. There's a lot to talk about with the study itself. But it should seem pretty obvious why we want to study interventions for PTSD. We know that both in military and civilian settings that there's a pretty high prevalence of PTSD. It really can range depending on the sample you're looking at. The military, we typically see a 9% to 17% prevalence. Also, PTSD is associated with a lot of disabling effects. Ranging from high comorbidities and also debilitating effects related to, home life, work life, and social activities. We also see specifically in the military a high attrition rate associated with PTSD. Even though there are treatments available that are effective for PTSD, we oftentimes don't see people getting treatment they need. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about why that might be the case. So why look at treatment for PTSD in primary care? There are really three main reasons for that. One, primary care, particularly in the military, is where early detection is really effective because people typically go to primary care settings at least once a year. Second, mental health services are oftentimes delivered in primary care in the military because that's where people are seen and that's where it's identified. So it just makes sense to go ahead and treat it there. And then third, there's evidence that primary care treatment of PTSD may be less stigmatizing than especially mental health care. So then this leads us to the next step, why we decided to deliver a web-based treatment for PTSD. And really, as I alluded to in the last slide, there are some barriers to care, primarily stigma associated with why people don't want traditional mental health treatment. And there's been evidence that people prefer to self-manage their treatment. That also might be because it's less stigmatizing, because of reasons of convenience. And there's evidence that web-based treatments have been effective for treating depression, PTSD, and alcohol abuse. And specifically, the STAIN study team actually conducted a study looking at the de-stress T intervention. It was a pilot trial where they compared it to supportive care counseling, and they found that the de-stress intervention performed statistically better than the supportive counseling. That was published in the American Journal of Psychiatry in 2007. So that leads us to the current study, and it was a two-group parallel arm randomized control trial comparing de-stress PC to optimized usual care. De-stress PC group really was de-stress PC plus usual care compared to usual care alone. So our recruitment sites, there were 4 DoD and 3 VA sites, and the follow-up period was 6, 12, and 18 weeks post-randomization. this kind of shows you the study schematic, so you can kind of see people as they went through the study, all the way from primary care provider referral through the 18-week follow-up. And you can see that really the intervention was almost identical across study arms. The only difference was the login to the DHSPC treatment. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. Our outcome measures were for our primary outcome was the PCL military version. And for our secondary outcomes, we had depression, anxiety, somatic symptoms, and functional status, both mental and physical functioning. We required a referral by a primary care provider in the clinics, and people had to be deployed to either OIF or OEF. We did expand that to include Gulf War I. However, we only ended up rolling two people, so it was primarily OIF-OEF sample. And people had to have experienced a war-related trauma and had to have current PTSD as assessed by the clinician-administered PTSD scale. Our primary exclusion criteria are really active engagement in a current PTSD treatment, especially mental health care, or failure in PTSD treatment in the past, and any type of severe mental health disorder or physical condition that kept them from participating. And then we did make sure that people who enrolled in the study were stabilized on any medications, including psychotropic medications, for at least 1 month prior to enrollment. So just to kind of look at how people were enrolled in the study, we assessed 491 for eligibility. 133 of those were consented for the study. We did randomize then 80 to the treatment arms, and 66 completed all the way through the 18-week follow-up. We had about a 25% dropout rate, which is what we expected. So a little bit more about the de-stress PC intervention. De-stress PC, as you're probably wondering, that's a long acronym, stands for Delivery of Self-Training and Education for Stressful Situations for Primary Care. No, I didn't come up with it. And it consists of a web-based format. It has a cognitive behavioral basis to it. It's self-managed, i.e. people go through the website basically by themselves, and they have a nurse that helps them along there, therefore the nurse assisted part. It is designed for primary care. It's designed to address war-related PTSD, and it's 6 weeks long, so that they have free logins per week for a total of 18. Now, the last two components were actually controlled across groups in an effort to take care of any non-specific effects of the treatment that might occur. So there was care management contact that occurred every 2 weeks for a total of three times for both groups, and then feedback to the primary care provider by the nurse on baseline symptoms and then progress through the study. So this kind of details the sequence of the intervention. People were introduced to the intervention with a 30-minute face-to-face meeting with the nurse, and then they progressed through the rest of it kind of on their own, but the nurse monitored their progress. And it really consisted of readings and trainings on skills that they could use to manage their symptoms. And there were some interactive assignments and homework assignments designed to kind of reinforce those skills. And it was really designed to mimic what people would see in a typical cognitive behavioral therapy treatment for PTSD. So just in terms of our sample, it's what you expect for a military sample, really fairly young, mean age of 36.5, mostly male, mostly married, mostly white, some college, mostly enlisted active duty, and it was mostly Army because of our Army site, Fort Bragg. So to get to our results, I like to visually see the results, so that's how I chose to show them here. We saw a significant treatment by time interaction for our primary outcome variable, the PCL symptoms, and you can see from the graph that people in the de-stress PC arm improved more and at a faster rate than those in the usual care arm. And you also see, based on when the treatment period occurred, that people tended to improve the most during the treatment period and immediately following, with a peak improvement at 12-week follow-up, and then there was some loss of treatment effect at 18-week follow-up. In terms of depression symptoms, we saw a similar pattern of results. However, the treatment by time interaction approached significance. It was not significant, but you still see a very similar pattern of results to the previous slide. I did want to point out that our abstract, we reported that our depression statistic was significant. I want to correct that because really looking more into our results, since the treatment by time interaction wasn't significant, we didn't really want to report, even though the 12-week time point was significant, that's not enough to really say that it was effective overall. So I want to adjust that finding, but I think it's still important to see that you can see the same trend towards a effect, and perhaps with a larger sample, we could have seen a significant effect there. So in terms of logins, we had predicted that more logins would mean better results in terms of PTSD, and we found that effect to be true with, as you see with the red line, more logins resulted in a steeper decline in symptoms, you know, that's what we expected, and it's actually interesting to note that those with higher PTSD or PCL score at baseline ended up logging in more, which is, I guess, what you would expect. You're more likely to log in more if you want to reduce your symptoms. So that's interesting to note. There's also some other things we could talk about there, but there's really not enough time. I can kind of get into it a little bit more when I talk about the conclusions of the study. So our results overall, we can say it's a positive trial. Our primary hypothesis was supported in that PTSD symptom response was better in the de-stress PC arm. People got better faster and overall had more improvement. And that effect was greatest at a 12-week follow-up. There was a loss of treatment effect at the 18-week follow-up. And as I mentioned in the last slide, there was a dose effect. So some of our limitations I alluded to, obviously, we have a fairly small sample size, which makes it difficult for us to really draw strong conclusions and for us to drill down into some of the covariates and look at, you know, comparison between VA and DOD like we might want to. So we can kind of, you know, talk about some of the trends we saw. We did see a trend towards VA improving more than DOD. However, again, we can't really say that it was better for VA participants because of our small sample. We did have a short follow-up time frame, and that, again, makes it difficult to draw conclusions in terms of our treatment durability. And although our results were statistically significant for PTSD, really the benefit was fairly small because both the de-stress PC arm and usual care arm did improve statistically significantly over time. So you come with an end result that people in the PTSD arm still had average PCL scores of like 45, which, you know, isn't maybe not be clinically significant. So what we conclude from the study and kind of determine how we want to go from here, de-stress PC holds promise as a primary care PTSD intervention. However, we may want to, you know, do some things differently, kind of see where there are places for improvement. And one of those things is possibly revising the timing of the logins, adding booster sessions to improve durability. Since we saw that a lot of people did not log in for the full number of logins, I think we had 35% who completed all logins. We want to improve treatment adherence, because clearly more logins equals a better outcome. Also, we want to consider alternative modalities that may be more appealing than just the web-based. Also, if we include a longer follow-up, we can really see what our treatment durability is, and you know, adjust as needed. So we actually have a current study that incorporates some of these future directions. It's called the Steps Up trial, and it's a large effectiveness trial that incorporates care management, preference-based treatments, and step care. And de-stress PC is part of that. It's one of the options that people can choose. There's also a phone-based de-stress PC intervention to add a different modality that's part of that study. And we're hoping that the combination of the different modality along with the care management will improve adherence. And then that study also has a 12-month follow-up, which we hope will then be able to look at the treatment durability. So that's about it. Thank you.
And it's so, thank you. How gracious of you.